Good morning. An increasing southerly wind all night long has been transporting in moisture in the lower to mid-levels of the atmosphere across interior New York and New England. At the same time, temperatures have not dropped back that much. In fact, in some cases, they've risen up into the lower 50s, and that's where we're starting the day today across a large part of the area. Scattered showers have been moving through, and even some heavier bursts of rain. This is all out ahead of a cool front, which is now pushing through the Buffalo and Rochester area on its way toward eastern New York and western New England for later on today. Also moving in from the south, that deep slug of moisture as if on a conveyor belt, and this will be wrung out in the form of steadier rain and some of it heavy through the middle part of the day. So with the clouds and rain and that increasing south breeze, temperatures will hold in the upper 40s and lower 50s, then start to drop after that front punches through. The front will continue to track through New England this evening and overnight, and we'll have showers right on through this evening, maybe even some snow showers as the colder air flows in, with temperatures sliding all the way back through the 40s and 30s and taking up a spot in the upper 20s and lower 30s for overnight lows tonight. Tomorrow, with that gusty west wind behind the front, it'll remain chilly with that breeze adding to the chill and a few rain and snow showers passing through, highs in the lower to mid-40s. The heart of the coldest air behind this system will arrive on Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds, a stiff northwesterly breeze adding to the chill with a few snow showers possible, only in the lower 30s for highs, in some places on Thursday staying in the 20s. On Friday, still a bit chilly in the upper 30s with a mix of sun and clouds before another wave of low pressure heads our way for Saturday. This one will bring a chance of light rain and snow to the region, otherwise mostly cloudy skies with highs on average near 40. For St. Patrick's Day, we'll be dry with a mixture of sunshine and clouds near 40 and partly sunny on Monday with a slow climb into the lower 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter weather advisories have been issued for parts of both North and South Dakota. Recent snowfall over the past week in combination with strong northwest winds of 35 miles per hour and up to an inch of new snow will create significant blowing and drifting snow. Visibilities of 1 mile or less will occur today. Near blizzard conditions are possible at times in open country in the advisory area. Winter weather advisories are also out for the UP of Michigan, where another 2 to 5 inches of Lake Enhance snow will fall today. And meanwhile, flood watches are posted for northwestern Washington State, with 4 to 7 inches of rain expected through tomorrow, combined with snow melt from the Cascades. Flooding will be a concern in this region. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a water spout from an airport was at Niigata Airport in Japan back on Sunday, February 24th. The last report of hail was at Kostany, Kazakhstan at 4 a.m. this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 27 degrees with a southwest wind at 40 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 20 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 52 degrees, the dew point 45, 77% relative humidity, a south wind at 6 miles per hour, gusting to 26, and the barometer at 29.89 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 86 degrees at Ocotillo Wells, California, to a low of 8 below zero at Baudette, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City breezy with rain and fog in the upper 50s, Boston cloudy and breezy with showers developing in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and breezy, cooler with scattered rain and snow showers and highs in the upper 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 50 degrees, the low 36, the average temperature 43, that's 10 degrees above normal. No snowfall yesterday, 10.8 inches for the month and 41.5 inches for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today 43 degrees, the average low 24, the record high 69 set last year, 2012, and the record low 12 below zero in 1948. Sunrise this morning, 7:12 a.m., sunset this evening, 6:58 p.m., 11 hours and 46 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and windy with rain today and highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Evening showers, then some clearing overnight tonight, lows in the lower 30s, but as low as the upper teens across the higher terrain. For the Connecticut Valley, and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Cloudy and windy with rain today, perhaps some heavier bursts with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Rain this evening, then some clearing overnight tonight with lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and windy with rain today. Early day highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s with temperatures falling back through the 40s later in the afternoon. Rain and snow showers this evening, then some clearing overnight tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and windy with rain today, possibly some heavier bursts with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Rain this evening, then some clearing overnight tonight with lows near 30. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, cloudy and windy with rain today, possibly some heavy bursts with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Showers this evening, then some clearing overnight tonight with lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy, cooler with a few rain and snow showers in the lower to mid-40s. Windy and very cold Thursday, a mix of sun and clouds and a passing snow shower possible in the lower 30s for highs. A mix of sun and clouds back into the upper 30s on Friday. Mostly cloudy with the chance of rain or snow Saturday, lower 40s. Near 40 on Sunday with sunshine giving way to increasing clouds. And a mix of sun and clouds Monday with highs in the lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.